What does it mean to be filled to all the fullness of God? In today's podcast, we're going to look again at that passage of Scripture found in Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, that we started in on last week's podcast. Filled to all the fullness of God. Come along with us. I can't wait to dive into these verses.
Welcome to the Hope, Healing, and Freedom Podcast, brought to you by Restoring the Foundations International. Our desire is to equip you with biblical truth, to empower you to live a full life of freedom in Christ. For more, please visit restoringthefoundations.org. Now, here's your podcast.
I'm Lee Whitman with Restoring the Foundations, and I welcome you into this Hope, Healing, and Freedom podcast. The scripture for today is found in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19, and I'm going to quote this passage from the Passion Translation. It says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being and His divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God." Now, I'm going to admit right up front that as I read these words from the heart of Father God, I am struck at a very deep level by the incredible love that Father God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have for each one of us. And I'm overwhelmed with the passion I feel to help you experience this love for yourself. In last week's podcast, we saw that the scripture starts and has its foundation on the glory of Father God. Now, the glory of God is everything that He is, all of His attributes, His nature, His character. He is the perfect Father, as this verse says, of every father and child in heaven and on earth, as the Passion Translation says. This is where I want to pick up in this week's podcast. So buckle your seatbelts. The roller coaster is about to take off. It says, "I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power." Can you imagine that? Your Father God wants to show through you His glory and favor so that His supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. Have you ever had that happen to you before? I can only say that I've experienced this kind of Holy Spirit explosive power on a very few occasions. Yet it says it's available to us on a regular basis. In 2011, Cindy and I attended the Open Heavens Conference at Bethel Church in Redding, California. The speakers were John and Carol Arnott. On the last night of the conference, they had all the attendees line up for what I call a reverse fire tunnel. A normal fire tunnel is when the speakers and the church leaders line up in parallel lines, and the congregation walks between the lines and are touched by the fire of God. On this occasion, the congregation lined up in parallel lines, and John and Carol walked down the line and laid their hands on people. John went one direction, and Carol came down the line that I was in. I had never done anything like this before, so I was standing there in faith, not really sure what was going to happen, but desperately wanting to experience God. As Carol got closer, I prepared myself to receive whatever God had for me through Carol. When she got in front of me, she grabbed my outstretched hand and said something, and then she moved on to the next person. In my mind, I was disappointed because I was wondering, is that all there is to this? Well, then all of a sudden she stopped and for some reason turned around and came back to me and put her finger in my chest and said in a loud voice, "Fire!" It was as if something hit me in the chest. I flew back 4 feet and landed on the floor. Now, here I am. I'm a 250-pound guy, and Carol is like all of 100 pounds. There's no way she could have pushed me hard enough to make me fly back like that. The power of God hit me like a lightning bolt and literally knocked me to the ground. It was unlike anything I've probably ever felt before or since. And I experienced this verse when it says the explosive power of God was released on me. Now, why had I never experienced anything like that before? Most likely because I wasn't open to it. I wasn't going to allow God to demonstrate his power in an unusual physical way like that. I was raised that God didn't do things like that anymore. Cindy and I, however, had just completed our 5-month training at Restoring the Foundations, and we'd received a lot of wonderful ministry to free us from the bondage of our past. So I was at a brand new place with God where I wanted whatever he wanted to give me. And I didn't care if it fit into my theological box or not. And being knocked to the floor by the power of God did not fit in one of my boxes. But I don't think I've ever been the same since that experience. I began experiencing some of today's verse when it says, "Then you will be empowered to discover the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its fullness." RTF is a powerful ministry tool to help remove the things that might be blocking us from experiencing the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ. The clearing process must start by removing the generational iniquity that we've inherited from our ancestors. We can easily inherit the generational curse of religious bondage that will make it difficult to let God out of our box. We can also inherit unbelief or deception that blocks us from receiving God's truth. There are many other things that come down on you through your bloodline that can literally hold you captive from experiencing what Father God is offering. And because this iniquity has been part of your life since conception, you might not be aware of the hold it has on you because it's normal for you. So the next part of RTF ministry is to remove the lies we might be believing that create an anchor holding these hindrances in place. It's not enough to just remove the generational iniquity from our life, because every struggle we have in life is being held in place or anchored in place by lies we're believing. One of the lies that I believed was that God only operated in orderly and sophisticated ways. Wow! Getting knocked to the ground by the power of God was neither orderly nor sophisticated, yet it radically changed my life. The best way to discover the lies you're believing is simply to ask Father God to reveal them to you. But be ready, because he will answer that prayer. He longs to set you free from anything that's holding you back. And the next step in your journey to freedom is to ask God to reveal any wounded places in your life that are distorting your view of God. It's very easy to get wounded by something we thought God should have done, or by something we thought God shouldn't have allowed to have happened. David talks a lot about a broken heart in the Psalms. God knows that in this life, we're going to get hurt. Part of the mission of sending Jesus to earth was to heal our broken hearts. Psalms 86:11 says, "Unite my heart to fear your name." Now in this verse, God is saying that, first of all, you're going to have your hearts broken in this life. But second, he says, in order for you to fear God's name, you must have your broken heart healed. What if it's your broken heart that is keeping you from experiencing the endless love of Christ beyond measure that transcends our understanding? That's the kind of love that is being offered in this passage. If you're not experiencing that kind of love, then something must be getting in the way. And I believe that RTF ministry will clear away whatever is blocking you from experiencing that love of Christ. The passage of Scripture goes on to say, "This extravagant love pours into you until you're filled to overflowing with the fullness of God." So, what does it mean for us to be filled to overflowing with the fullness of God? Well, my favorite pastor, Don Finto, says that we're like a teapot with an opening at the top for the water to be poured in and a spout so that water can be poured out. He says that you can't pour more water into a full teapot. You must pour some of the tea out in order for the pot to be refilled. He would often use that illustration to make the point that we must continually pour out in order to be refilled with the fresh water. I've started a Publix grocery store ministry. Not literally, but I go into the Publix grocery store to do the shopping for the Whitman household. And when I'm there, I make it part of my goal to do something that pours out of me to those around me. Some days it's just by walking down the aisle and praying in the spirit. I'd love to take authority over the evil spirits at work in the grocery store and command them to be bound and gagged. Now, I don't necessarily see the results of my prayers, but I know that I am shifting the atmosphere in Publix. Other days, I talk to the other shoppers or people who work there. I'm pouring out what God has put into me. My wife knows that I can hardly go anywhere without talking to somebody. So to be filled to overflowing with the fullness of God requires us to empty out anything that does not look like Him. I heard the story of a Native American Indian who carves beautiful totem poles. When asked how he was able to create such beauty and intricacy in the totem poles, he said he sees the picture that he wants on the pole in his mind, and then he carves away anything that does not look like that picture. That's exactly what God's doing in each one of our lives. He sees a picture of who He designed and created each of us to be in Christ, and He's using everything available to Him in order to remove anything that doesn't look like that image of Christ. So I want to end today's podcast by rereading the verses, the scriptures, and I want to read them as a blessing over you. So just listen, soak these verses in, because they're written specifically for you from your Father God. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. And this extravagant love pours into you until you're filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Father God, You are an amazing Father. Thank You for giving us the ability to know You and to experience the amazing love of Christ. Help each of us to not settle for accepting anything less than what You and Jesus came to give us. Reveal to us anything that's keeping us from experiencing the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. May you be filled today to overflowing with the fullness of God. Thank you for joining us for this Hope, Healing, and Freedom podcast. You know, if these podcasts are a blessing to you and you'd like to support the ministry of RTF financially, go to our website, www.restoringthefoundations.org, and click on the Donate tab at the top of the page. We look forward to being with you again on next Tuesday for our next podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Hope, Healing, and Freedom podcast today. We pray you are blessed and equipped with biblical truth, empowering you to live a full life of freedom in Christ. To learn more about the ministry of Restoring the Foundations International, please visit restoringthefoundations.org. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.